This is WSIU In Focus. Coming up, the final commentary from Dr. Mike Baltz. Dr. Baltz is an ornithologist and is also the former director of the Southern Illinois Nature Conservancy. And 100 years ago this year, the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act was passed. And to celebrate the National Geographic Society and the National Audubon Society have designated 2018 as the Year of the Bird. And now, the comments of Mike Baltz.
I've read that the three rules to giving a great speech are to first, tell them what you're going to say, then say it, and finally, tell them what you said. Well, for much of the last year, I've been telling you about birds. And as the year of the bird draws to a close, I want to summarize what I've said and, of course, try to leave you with a big thought. I want to start this essay with a reminder of how lucky we are as bird enthusiasts, dare I say by now bird lovers, to be living in Southern Illinois. Remember that on a single spring day here, it is possible to see or hear over 200 different species of birds. On a summer day in a Southern Illinois garden, we can see northern cardinals, eastern bluebirds, and American goldfinches, three of the most colorful bird species in North America. And a morning of feeder watching in the winter can yield a list of over 20 different bird species visiting. There are, of course, threats to birds. Historical threats included unregulated hunting and pesticide use, which thankfully have been greatly reduced. Today, the biggest threats to birds in Illinois include habitat loss and predation by cats. What's exciting is that there are several things that we can do to help with bird conservation. Feeding birds in winter can help individual birds survive extreme weather events, and creating backyard habitat can provide important food and shelter for birds throughout the year. For guidance, the Audubon Society, the National Wildlife Federation, and the Nature Conservancy all have websites with information on how to landscape for wildlife. It's important to do your part to reduce cat predation as well. It's as simple as keeping your cat indoors and urging others to do the same. This act alone could save many bird lives through the year. And even though these relatively simple actions might seem like a drop in the bucket, given the scale of threats to birds, lots of small right acts can and do make a difference. I wanted to end this last essay of the year by telling you about a great conservation program in Southern Illinois called Let the Sunshine In. Essentially, this program has pulled together federal, state, and local conservation interests, as well as private landowners, to successfully manage forests for the benefit of wildlife, forest health, and landowners. This program has the potential to impact tens of thousands of forested acres in Southern Illinois. And that has the potential to make a big difference. I guess my big thought for the month, and to wrap up the year, is to be the change you want to see in the world. Talk is cheap, and thoughts and prayers are not enough. I urge you to do your part, confident that smart and passionate people are also working to make things better. Better for the birds and better for all of us.
The comments of Dr. Mike Baltz, former director of the Southern Illinois Nature Conservancy, as we celebrate 2018 and the Year of the Bird. And you can get more information and see links to bird resources by going to our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.